Kayla, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Ruby. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, just to get us all on the same page, would you be able to tell us what exactly your program is all about?
Absolutely. So CCUSA, or Camp Counselors USA, we are a culture exchange program. We kind of focus on our camp counselors, obviously, not just in the USA, but Canada, the UK, Russia, Croatia. But we also do work programs in the USA and Canada and volunteer programs all over the world. So as a designated J1 visa sponsor, our primary responsibility is to help those Aussies looking to get overseas on an adventure and do it safely and with the support of Aussies on the ground here and overseas in different offices as well.
Yeah, awesome. And would you be able to run us through what the initial impacts of COVID-19 have been?
Yeah, look, it's been a roller coaster. I'm sure a lot of small businesses, not just in the industry that we work for in international travel, have felt it. But, you know, within the space of a few short weeks, we saw, you know, the social distancing come into effect. We saw the international travel ban come into effect. So we've really had to roll with the punches with a lot of different decisions. And we were really grateful to have our participants be patient with us while we kind of navigated this new territory, because it has been so different. And we kind of just had to take a moment and make sure that we were communicating honestly and transparently with everyone, kind of that we didn't have all the answers initially. So we saw ourselves social distancing as in our offices and working from home, and then trying to provide those camp counselors trying to get over to the States with the information that we had, which was not very much at the time. So in the weeks that we saw after that, it was really working through the international travel ban. And we were really lucky that, you know, the camps in America that were able to go ahead were designated as essential services. And if people felt the need and want and drive to get to camp in America, that we were able to do that safely as possible. So we did see some people go across, fortunately, to camp this year with travel ban exemptions. And so it's been really taking one step at a time and working through it and making sure that we have dotted all our I's and crossed our T's to make sure that travel is safe and that the people that are overseas at the moment are in a place that is adhering to all those COVID safe rules as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, you've just covered a few ways that y'all have had to like adapt to everything, but are there any other, like, I guess, specific changes that you've had to make to adapt to everything that's going on?
Yeah, I guess to adapt to kind of making sure that we could continue to run as a business, I think the biggest thing that we've had to do is to really change our focus and to make sure that we're looking ahead to 2021. As much as this year hasn't gone to plan, we've really had to refocus and channel our energy into what the future of travel is going to look like, especially for those people trying to get across and do things, because as much as it has been a few barriers, the thing that we're seeing most clearly is that young Australians want to get out there, they want to travel, and they don't want to be held back as much as there are so many risks, you know, involved at the moment with COVID. So focusing towards 2021 was a huge thing, and kind of making sure that we could continue to run as a small family-owned business and make sure that the future of camp counsellors as well was something that we could keep going for longevity. So we've had to kind of overcome some different things with regards to travel and also with regards to different restrictions that were put in place for visas overseas. We're really lucky that our Working Holiday USA program is something that's still able to go ahead with the J1 visas this year. And you know, we have the Aspen Snowmass company, which is hotels and ski fields over in Colorado, are actually still looking to hire Aussies for this upcoming snow season in December, which is something that we, you know, 3 months ago, we couldn't even predict that was going to happen. So the benefits that are coming out of such a really uncertain time really are showing positive for the future. And I know, you know, each day changes and things come up that we don't expect as well and kind of are left field. But 2021 is something that I think a lot of young Aussies still want to do a gap year program. They still want to get overseas and experience everything that's on offer, as much as it doesn't quite look the same. It's going to be a little bit different, but that work experience is invaluable. And I think, you know, young Australians leaving high school this year especially have gone through so much just in adapting to learning online, that they're ready for that face-to-face interaction. And what better way to do it than to go and work with kids who have been displaced just like them, working at a summer camp in the middle of, I mean, my camp was in the middle of Texas in a ranch, you know. So as much as there have been some curveballs, 2021 is where we're looking and hoping to provide that opportunity for people that are still keen to get out there and see different parts of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And bouncing off of that, looking into the future of camp counselling, what changes do you think will be needed to ensure that it can keep running, even if COVID-19 does not resolve soon?
Yeah, so we are, as I said, the J1 visa is what our camp counsellors got across on. I think that as long as we are transparent with everyone and kind of being on board with what's happening with that and making sure that people understand, you know, this week is looking different to next week and changes do occur. So I think camps have been really good in responding to COVID, and from what we're hearing, the camps that couldn't run this year in America especially closed due to state regulations. They weren't designated as essential services, but other states deemed it as necessary for their young people to get to camp, and everyone had to adhere by those CDC regulations to be COVID safe, to install COVID testing before everyone got into camp, and to make sure that everyone was healthy and safe, because camp is such a bubble. So once you're there, you know, it's quite safe, and the protocols put in place to test people, making sure that everyone understood that there was social distancing rules in place once you got to camp, was huge. So, I mean, we're seeing that the people that the camps that couldn't open this year are looking to 2021 and making sure that, you know, they've got these months of planning ahead of them to make sure that people are safe, that their campers are safe. And also, Aussies are such a huge part of that culture exchange for summer camps in America. So they want to make sure that when their Aussie staff get there, that they can host them safely and make sure that they feel safe whilst they're there as well.
Absolutely. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great talking about this.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, we want to be out there and make sure that people know that camp counsellors and travel programs and volunteer programs are still going to be a thing for the future. We want that to be around forever. So we're really happy to be able to chat to you and kind of get the word out there about it.
Oh, absolutely. And we are so happy to have you on. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much.